Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
You know, Chris, it's interesting because your book did not make me feel guilty, and I was afraid it was going to.
Yes.
You know, because
I'm so happy. That makes me happy because that's the, God cares so much for the poor, but he never uses guilt or condemnation to motivate his people, ever.
Right.
It's just not, he calls us to obedience, and he calls us to follow him. Like there's, you know, and this is the challenge with caring for the poor, is some people feel like you can kind of opt into that, right? And you can't. Like, part of the Christian narrative and being a disciple is laying down your life and saying, okay, I'm going to follow and mimic the way of Jesus. But ultimately, he just doesn't use guilt or condemnation to do that. He uses love and even purpose, right? The fact that God will use everyday ordinary people to help change everyday ordinary people's lives is amazing. And so the goal as I wrote the book was to not make people feel guilty at all.
Mm-hmm. And it was certainly modeled for you by Mrs. Ross. I mean, your whole life is a continuation of the good works that was done for you.
Absolutely. There's no doubt that it took me a while to realize the connection between the kid at the gas station. And you know what? You know, it was interesting. Growing up, you know, fighting homelessness and being a part of a broken family and being a part of really a violent city, if you will. I needed to, when I became a believer, I went off to Bible college. I needed to escape that world for a little bit just to find some footing.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, you know, God kind of brought me back into a different world where kids were experiencing what I experienced. And I realized with the Mrs. Rosses of the world, and even, you know, the interesting thing I talk about in the book a lot is when I came back from that Zimbabwe experience, the day after that, or actually a few hours after I met the kid at the gas station, I met these 30 orphans that John and Orpah were taking care of.
Mm-hmm.
And these are amazing kids created in God's image. Just they happen to be born in a place that's hard. And they need to know that they're not alone in the fight for life.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember having this, you know, one moment with Pastor John where kids ran up to the gate and they were, you know, talking to Pastor John. Like, Pastor John, do you have any beds yet? And Pastor, you know, John, he was perplexed and sad, and he told them, no, we have no more room.
Mm-hmm.
So when I left Zimbabwe, our goal was to help care for these 30 orphans and some of the kids in the community who were still homeless and had nowhere to live. And so what I tried to do is, how do I get everyday normal people here in the West, in the States for the most part, who are busy and overwhelmed and, you know, just we feel like life's a treadmill. We're just constantly, we get up and we go through our day and we're just trying to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
How do I give those people tools and stories and ways to get involved without making them feel like, you know, they're not doing enough, they're not going enough, they're not giving enough? And so that was definitely the purpose of the book. We can all be Mrs. Ross. We can show up and serve and help and give hope to people in need.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.